Ladies and caffeine addicts, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and cat in a past life. This is the Kill You in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. We're going to have a little mini, quick, easy, super concise, I hope, podcast today talking about how I quit caffeine and boosted my productivity. So first thing I'll say is a lot of you guys love caffeine, obsessed with caffeine, gets you through the day. Brilliant. My number one mission in life and my sort of number one or one of my philosophies with all my content is you guys got to do what's right by you. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not your dad. That's my favorite saying. I'm not your fucking dad. It's up to you to experiment with your life to see what works, to see what chemicals and substances and methods and techniques and tricks and all of that work for you. It's not up to me to tell you what does or doesn't work for you. However, for me, caffeine is a bitch. Caffeine can be an addiction. Caffeine and I just don't go well together. Mostly because I crash like a fucking bitch if I have caffeine. And I'm not even talking a lot of caffeine. If I drink half a cup of coffee, or if I have like one can of Coca-Cola, which has caffeine in it, if you weren't aware, I will crash like a fucking slut, like half an hour or an hour later, maybe an hour or so later. And when I say crash, I mean like I become a zombie, I get brain fog, I literally can't even tell if I'm fucking alive. I will just lay on the couch for like an hour and I won't be aware of what just happened in that hour, let alone if I try and do something productive. Like if I try and sit down and record a podcast, like no, that's not happening. If I try and go outside, like no, I just want to go and sit on a bench and fucking die. I haven't always been this way. When I was young, I used to abuse the shit out of coffee and caffeine and it was like completely fine. But over the last probably, 8 to 10 years, I've just found that anytime I have caffeine, I crash. I also get really bad fucking jitters. Even when the caffeine first hits me, I start getting some of that brain fog. Caffeine like really stifles my creativity. Like I can work faster, but I can't think as well. I feel like a dumb, efficient retard. I'm hyper efficient. I'm super productive if I'm doing like manual labor or cleaning the house or, you know, going to the gym or something. But if I'm trying to do something productive and creative, like no siree, I cannot fucking think. Also for me, I've always used or I had always used caffeine to fix or sort of cover up or band-aid my bad sleep. So instead of getting, you know, 7 or 8 hours sleep and feeling good, for me, I need roughly 7.5 to 8 hours sleep. Maybe about 7.5 suits me pretty well. Instead of getting the 7.5 hours sleep, what I was doing for like most of my fucking life is I would sleep for like 4 hours and then I would go, yeah, but I can have a bunch of caffeine in the morning. So I was just having very dumb habits. Like I would stay up at night watching YouTube or I would go and research something or I was just wasting time really. I was refusing to go to bed because staying up at night is kind of fun. We all find it kind of fun. You get to procrastinate the day. You get to stay up. You a lot of the time have a lot of energy at night. And so I was staying up instead of going to bed because come the morning, I could just down a Red Bull or have some coffee or have an iced coffee or do whatever the fuck I wanted. And I would feel temporarily better. Now, the problem is, like I said, I would then crash about 10 a.m. I'd be a fucking zombie. So I would kind of deal with that by having more caffeine, which would kind of perk me up a little bit. But then I'd crash even harder. And I'd kind of just like ride this fucked up wave until like 3 p.m. where I would just fucking die on the couch. And I would just be a zombie on the couch until maybe 6 p.m. And all I could do during that time would be watch YouTube or watch a movie. Like I was literally a zombie. I crash really hard on caffeine. I understand not everybody crashes that hard. I understand I'm probably very caffeine sensitive. Maybe because I abused caffeine so much in my younger years. I don't know. I don't really care. But for me personally, I can't deal with the consequences or the side effects of caffeine. It just isn't worth it. It does far more damage to me than it ever did in terms of good. And so I decided a while ago, I've been on and off with caffeine over the years, but a while ago, about 3 months ago, I decided, right, no caffeine. I'm going to go a year without caffeine and see how it feels. So, you know, I'm 4 months into that right now. Although by the time you listen to this podcast, it will be probably 6 months because I record these podcasts well in advance. I do a bunch of them, record them and release them, like schedule them out. So I have no doubt that I'm going to drink caffeine for the next year. Like I'm going to be completely off it. It's been very easy for me to give up after the first couple of weeks. The first couple of weeks were a fucking nightmare. I had a lot of cravings. Fixing the sleep was very hard because I was you know, I'd covered up my terrible sleep habits and only getting 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep. And then when you take away the caffeine, it's like you're forced to deal with the consequences of being tired and having nothing to temporarily make you feel better. So I had to fix my sleep and get that back on track. So giving it up, there's been a hell of a lot of good. I'm also infinitely more productive now. I don't crash. I can do a podcast as well. Like I can do a podcast equally as well at 1 p.m. as I could have at 10 a.m. or 3 p.m. Like I just feel great. When I wake up in the morning, because I'm getting good sleep, I don't wake up with as groggy a feeling. I think everyone feels a little groggy for the first 20 minutes, maybe half an hour. You feel a little dumb, a little slow, and then your brain kind of kicks into gear. That's been fucking wonderful. I've really fixed my sleep. I've put blackout blinds over my windows. I wear earplugs. I go to bed at the same time. Roughly, I'm asleep by about 9 p.m. every night, sometimes 10 p.m., but I'm usually asleep by 9 p.m. I'm not having big meals before bed because that used to keep me up. I've given up alcohol as well. Keep my room nice and cold and clean and all that kind of shit. I got a great mattress that I sleep on, nice silk sheets that are fucking brilliant. And I've had to fix my sleep. I've had to fix my schedule because before when I was using caffeine and stuff, I didn't really have as good a schedule because I was crashing all the time. Now I have a good schedule. I do my coaching calls at the same time every morning, about 10 a.m. Most of my calls are around 10 a.m. I do podcasts after that in the afternoon. I also will go to the gym first thing in the morning. I have a nice routine now. So it's been fucking fabulous for me. And I guess the reason I'm recording this podcast is not just to jerk myself off and say, good job. That's fucking wonderful as well. But for the most part, I want to give some of you guys permission to drink a little less caffeine. I think caffeine can be the, like one of the substances that we all sort of just take because it's there and everybody else is taking it. And there's like 10 million cafes around. It's a lot more socially acceptable than even alcohol, which is already very socially acceptable. But caffeine and coffee is just like everyone drinks it all the time, especially if you live in like a hipster sort of city. The city I used to live in, Melbourne in Australia, had a huge coffee culture. I know a lot of American cities are like that. I know a lot of countries are very focused on caffeine. A lot of South American countries are. I want to give you guys, if you want to, it's your life. For those of you who are thinking like, I kind of wish I was drinking a little less coffee, or I wish I was less reliant on coffee. I wish I could go a week without coffee, or a day, or this or that. I wish I could have a little bit of a gap between when I drink fucking coffee. This podcast should hopefully, or I'm giving you permission to try it yourself. You don't have to entirely give it up for a year like a psychopath like I have, but maybe you have 1 or 2 days a week where you don't have caffeine. Just to see what happens when you don't. And a lot of people that I've given this challenge to, because I've thrown down the gauntlet to a few of my friends and said, hey, why don't you try just like 2 days without caffeine? So many of them do the 2 days and they come back to me and say, that was a nightmare, dude. I had like caffeine cravings. I was like shaking. I couldn't sleep. It was like insane, dude. Like, holy shit. I didn't realize I had such a caffeine addiction. I'm going to try giving up caffeine like for a month and then clear my body, detox a little bit, and then see how I want to introduce caffeine back into my life. Or I've had other people that say, okay, that was such an like insane experience. Like I didn't realize that I relied on coffee that much. 3 days a week, I'm not going to have caffeine, or I'm only going to have caffeine Monday to Friday and I'm going to take the weekend off. A lot of people find even just having a couple of days off stops you feeling like you fucking rely on coffee because you have a couple of days without it and you go, oh, I'm okay without caffeine. I don't need it. It's sort of that feeling of needing it, which I think can be a problem. There's nothing necessarily wrong with caffeine. I'm not here to demonize fucking coffee, but it's that feeling we get of like, I need this. This is a crutch that I'm going to use anytime I have bad sleep, anytime I have a meeting coming up, anytime I want to drive home at night, anytime I want to go to the gym, anytime I want to fucking do something productive. We kind of use it all the time. And I think when you take a step back and say, I'm going to try not using this, you can see, or you can almost be more grateful for it. You can say like, okay, this is a tool I'm going to use when I choose to. Like maybe I will use it when I have a meeting coming up and I want to do a good job. Or maybe I will use it if I tried my best to get good sleep, but you know, the neighbors were being noisy and I couldn't quite sleep. Okay, I'll have one coffee now. That's fine. You can be more like measured or precise or rational with when you choose to dose out like some caffeine. Again, if you listen to this podcast and go, nah, I'm good, dude. I'm going to drink as much caffeine as I want. Have at it. Brilliant. But every person that I've recommended this to, that at least give it a try, they've come back to me and gone, oh my God, I can't believe I was that addicted to caffeine. So I'll throw down the gauntlet to you guys. If you want to try it, give it a go. Let me know how you go. Either, you know, send me a message, email me, write on my forum, something, get in contact with me and tell me how it went. If you decide to give up caffeine for a couple of days or a week, or you have a couple of days a week where you don't drink it, I'm genuinely curious. Let me know how you go with that. And of course, as always, go out there and crush those goddamn goals.